Good evening, it's Devara, and it is getting dark soon, and I am standing in a beautiful spot at the top of the hill that is in the neighborhood route that I love, and sometimes I can see two mountains from this spot, and right now I can see this beautiful view that's on the page of the trees and the city lights below and the hills beyond that and the fall colors, and it's beautiful. So today was not an easy day for me, and I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you what I did about it. I think it had to do with juggling too many things ungracefully, I guess you could say. And I was juggling my family and my grandson and getting work done and my husband's needs and the house. And I allowed myself to feel this feeling of being pulled in too many directions and then feeling kind of annoyed by it and then transferring that annoyance over to my husband, which then made him feel bad because he was really trying to help me. And I felt bad about it. You know, like it wasn't my best. And and it's left me becoming aware that sometimes when I'm doing work to really elevate my energy and to be more expanded, sometimes I guess this is kind of what I was telling myself. Sometimes I have to get my constricted old patterns sort of brought up in my face. And, you know, it was small, but it was stinging. But it gave me an opportunity to say, you know what? I see you. I see you, old pattern. I see you. And guess what? I am not you. And as I was kind of processing it just a little bit ago as I'm on my walk, I remembered one of my own teachings that came to me that really helps me when I start to feel like I'm getting into my resistance or something hard is happening to me. It is the metaphor of shifting from being the tree to being the whole forest. So when I'm the whole forest and something happens, then it's happening to one tree and all the forest can support that tree and that tree can heal and the whole forest is still good and whole. The wholeness of my being is still good and whole. It doesn't discount the work I've done. Like, think about it for you. Like, when you have a hard moment, you trip up, you get reactive, whatever it is, it doesn't mean that is the whole of me and all I am is that smallness. So I'm, you know, this is my neighborhood walk, but I walk through two tiny little forest paths that intersect the neighborhoods, and I'm just entering one of those forest paths. And I love this walk also. It leads me up to the mountain view, and I love the little forest paths in between the neighborhoods. Sometimes we have to remember, where's the little forest path that brings me back to remembering that I am whole and complete and beautiful and made by God, and that if I made a mistake, I'm not all bad. I'm not bad altogether. And I think I did this teaching in one of these about getting rid of the enoughs. Like, it's nothing to do with being enough. It's being. So I love to share with you as I'm practicing the tools that I know I need if I'm going to live a life that is more fulfilling to me and where I make a larger impact. And if you've been following me, you know we have a vision to move to Israel, and I have a vision to start a very unique storytelling center and a soul story center in Israel. And it's a big vision. And also the day actually started with something miraculous. Now that I get out of my own stuff, is my our daughter, our 19-year-old daughter, Eliana, completed all of her paperwork and is now officially an Israeli citizen. And it was her deep, deep commitment to doing it. And she walked through a lot of difficulties that were technical with paperwork and all kinds of things. She did not give up. She got it done. And we're just so proud of her. And I'm so excited that this is who she is and who she wants to be and is what's lighting up her world. And she posted a teaching, a spiritual teaching she learned. She posted a video of her spiritual insights on Facebook. So that made me so, so happy. And this is all like stirring around at the same time. And then I was, you know, trying to figure out something that had to do with growth in my business. And I got, so, again, I was so irritated. Like, I was already taught this once. I don't want to learn it again, but I haven't mastered it, right? So what I want to offer you that I often do in these moments is a moment to breathe. So come with me and let's just stop in the moment, wherever you are. Get to a point when you can do this and just stop, drop everything, and breathe. So let's just do that for a moment. I'm standing here in my trees. So close your eyes and just take a deep breath. And blow it out through your mouth. And take in another deep breath. And just blow that out through your mouth. And one more of those. And let go of anything you don't need. And now breathe in what you want. Breathe in that good feeling. So now feel your quiet breath coming in and out. And now let yourself feel that shift to stillness. And feel that sense of breathing bigger than your physical self. And then allow your awareness to shift to that flow from above. And feel your connection to God, Source, the universe. And feel that pure light from above coming down to the top of your head, filling your whole body, your whole being with light, love, healing, blessing, guidance, clarity, down through your feet into the earth, grounding you in the earth. And breathe up that solid, rooted, comforting energy of the earth into the center of your being. And be aware, being in that state of connected flow. That is what I mean by a shift. When I talk about pause, notice, and shift, we just did that. Paused. I demonstrated for you noticing what's going on with me. And then I paused and I took you through that breathing. And I also took you through how I shifted my perspective by going from the tree to the forest, right? And then we went in and just get it in your body, like letting, releasing that stress, constriction, tightness out of your body. And now open and let yourself begin to receive. How does it feel to be expanded, to be in that state of flow, right? And that state of expanded flow, of elevated flow, and connected flow, that you are connected, you are in flow. When you can get back into that flow, you will find that everything will come back into alignment. This is a regular practice because there's going to always be something that happens. I heard someone recently teach and use the metaphor of being a magnificent sailing ship and docked at harbor. And the magnificent sailing ship could stay at the harbor, but that is not what it is made for. You and I are magnificent sailing ships. That ship has to leave that safety of being tied at the dock and set out into the ocean. It has sails, so all it has to do, if the winds blow it off course, is readjust the sails. There will always be winds that blow us off course. If we are willing to leave the dock and we have tools to trim the sails, adjust the sails, then we will get back on course. And I have, as I'm sure you have, done lots of work to have the tools to adjust the sails. I think the difficulty is that sometimes we think there should be no more winds that push me off course. I should always be ahead of the game. I should always have my sails trimmed perfectly, so I'm always on course and I never have to, you know, recalibrate, reset the sails, reset the course. But that is simply not how it is unless you keep your magnificent sailing ship tied forever at the dock. And honestly, if you're listening to me, you're not doing that. You know your ship is just ready to sail. And we don't sail our ships alone. We sail them together and we help each other. And I have people who help me and I have people who I help. And they turn around and help the next person. And this is what we do. It is what we do. It is beautiful. And it is calling on us, and our souls are calling us forward. So I offer you this encouragement to do whatever it takes to reset to being that expanded force, that huge, magnificent ship, to know that you are beautiful and good and whole and complete and wondrous, and that whatever is calling you forward, you can do it. The question is, though, for all of us, me too, are we going to do it alone the hard way, or are we going to get support and help and do it together in flow a much easier way? I promise you that the times I have let people help me have made a huge difference. That's happening to me now. I have people teaching me really amazing tools right now that I'm using and that I use today to help me recalibrate. And I offer those tools, just like you offer these kind of tools. And I know that the women who come and join me and do the in-story year have a tremendous shift in the fulfillment of what they do in the world and who they are and the sense of being fulfilled by what they do and what they have to offer to make an impact and a difference. It's not too late. Us women over 50, I like to say we are taking over the world doing what we love. And I want that for you. I encourage you to trust yourself, ask for higher guidance, ask for regular old help from the people who support you. Be brave, sign up for something, reach out to me, do whatever it takes because you're worth it. And what you have to offer and who you are matters. Your story matters, who you are matters. And we can do this together, and I will always and continuously, I will continue always to send you with all my heart and soul encouragement and hope and strength and blessings so that we can truly get up and make the difference we're here to make. And I will always tell you that you can reach out to me because I know that the work I do works. Just like you will come to that place where you will know that the work you do works, and then you will find the people who are right to do that work with you. It is a beautiful and powerful thing, and it is a work that we work on, and we get closer and closer to it. So I'm happy you're in my community. It is healing for me to share with you, and I hope you will reach back out to me to see what is next for you. So remember to grow from sometimes you're not just the tree, sometimes you are the whole forest, and you are a blessing. So as always, remember, as I say in farewell, to go out in the world and share your story, live your purpose, and be a blessing, because you are a blessing.